Now, Slovakia has joined Poland and Hungary in suspending grain and other food imports from Ukraine. They say the cheap Ukrainian grain is driving down local prices. European Union officials have now announced that they will be meeting this week to discuss Ukraine grain export issues within the bloc. The Polish ban followed protests by farmers there and the resignation of the agriculture minister. Well, Charles Stratford is live in Kyiv. Charles, this all seems like an unintended consequence of this grain export deal. Explain to us how we got here.
Yeah, it's a complex process and certainly an indication of mounting pressure on Ukraine by its European partners that up until now have done, so they say, everything that they can to try and help Ukraine in its war with Russia. This deal unfolded as a result of some Black Sea ports being blocked after Russia's invasion, which of course stopped the export of millions of tons of Ukraine's grain and food products to its markets around the world. The Poles, now the Slovaks, also the Hungarians and the Romanians now, also the Romanians intimating that they may do the same. Because apparently so much of this Ukrainian grain has got stuck in bottlenecks, logistical problems, as it's been exported via the land routes out of Ukraine, it has seriously depreciated the prices of local grain and food products in their neighbouring allies, in Ukraine's neighbouring allies. And as you say, we've seen protests in Poland, the resignation of the Polish agricultural minister, and we understand that there are ongoing talks between the Ukrainian officials, Ukrainian agricultural minister and officials in Warsaw, as they try and negotiate a reopening of this transit route. Now, this is a temporary ban, we understand. Certainly, according to the Poles, they're saying this is a temporary ban until June the 30th. But, yeah, it is an indication of the kind of pressure that domestic populations in Ukraine's Western allies, those countries are facing, the governments in these countries are facing, as they try and accommodate and help Ukraine as much as possible. Because, of course, this grain is a vital revenue for the Ukrainians as they try and fight the Russians after the invasion. So those talks ongoing. We understand that there are going to be more talks in Slovakia and Romania in the days ahead.
So there's mounting discontent aimed at this grain export deal coming from EU Western countries. But of course, this is already coming on top of existing discontent against the deal from Russia.
Yeah, there is increasing pressure from Russia with respect to the export of Ukrainian foodstuffs, grain, and the export of Russian exports via the Black Sea. This was a deal or a couple of deals that that were signed in July that were brokered by the UN and Turkey. The Russians are saying that they will pull out potentially from their side of the agreement if demands that they are making are not met. This deal is supposed to be renewed every 120 days. It's due for renewal on May the 18th. The Russians say that they may pull out if a whole host of demands are not made. These include, for example, Russian ships getting full access to ports around the world. There are huge problems, so the Russians say, with maritime insurance. And they also want restrictions to be lifted on agricultural machinery that Russia says it so desperately needs. We not only are seeing increasing pressure by the Russians with respect to the Ukrainian export deal via the Black Sea, but now the land routes via Ukraine's European partners.
Well, Charles Stratford reporting from Kyiv. Thank you.